Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is The Week in Philly. Listen at 5 a.m. and 3 p.m. on Saturday and 3 p.m. on Sunday on KYW News Radio 103.9 FM and free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love.
Look what happened. Is this crazy? It's a political victory that our country has never seen before.
Welcome back to The Week in Philly as we continue talking about Tuesday's election. Of course, Donald Trump won the presidency, defeating Vice President Kamala Harris. Big reason why Donald Trump won, he flipped Pennsylvania after Joe Biden carried it in 2020. Just part of a big night for Republicans in the Keystone State. Let's bring in KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwort to talk more about this. So, Jim, Donald Trump wins the state by around 2 points or so is where it is as we're recording this. And it looks like he made inroads just about everywhere.
Yeah, and breaking it down and looking at how he was able to win Pennsylvania, it wasn't that, you know, there are some things like a lower than desired for Democrats turnout in Philadelphia, but really, you saw Republican gains pretty much in every part of the state, not a big gain here or a big gain there, just a point or two that when you add them up, you know, it's enough to carry Pennsylvania.
What do you think was the key here? Just folks unhappy with the party in power? Because it is pretty remarkable that it was just 2 years ago you had the state elect a Democratic governor in Josh Shapiro in a blowout and a Democratic senator, John Fetterman, by a comfortable margin.
Candidates matter, and Josh Shapiro was up against a more controversial Republican, so you have to take that into account when you compare it to the results of the governor's race from 2 years ago. But you look at the environment. 2 years ago, abortion and reproductive rights were top of mind, just coming off the Dobbs decision. You look at now, and I think it was 41% of voters said that the economy was more important this year than it was 2 or 4 years ago. So the economy and, you know, credit Republicans for staying on message. You know, their campaigns were very pointed, focusing on that economy, tying not only Vice President Harris, but other Democrats, including Bob Casey, to inflation and other economic woes in the country and border security. And that message, when you get it from every candidate, really has an effect when you're looking statewide. And again, as we said, you're seeing that 1 or 2 point gain in all parts and all counties of the state that cumulatively adds up to the win for Donald Trump and for Republicans.
Now, the good night for the GOP was not just at the top of the ticket. Republican challenger Dave McCormick pushing incumbent Democratic Senator Bob Casey to the absolute brink. At the time we recorded this, late in the week, the race was separated by less than half a point with votes still left to be counted. This may have surprised me the most of any of the results. Casey's name in Pennsylvania politics goes back decades. You just kind of expected, regardless of the environment, for him to find a way, and now he could be on his way out.
Yeah, and, you know, Bob Casey really hasn't had a competitive race in all the times he's run for U.S. Senate. You know, polling was showing, I believe, beforehand, a small lead and ends up flipping and being the opposite with Dave McCormick. And again, that advertising that really focused and tied Bob Casey to the current administration, which, you know, isn't popular, the current economic woes, which, as that AP poll showed, was top of mind. Looking at results, that seems to be effective. And you know, it wasn't just here in Pennsylvania. You look across the so-called blue wall that crumbled in very similar fashions.
Now, the GOP actually swept all the statewide offices. Dave Sunday wins attorney general, Timothy DeFore auditor general, and Stacey Garrity reelected state treasurer. Are you surprised how broad the GOP success was?
Yes and no. And Garrity and DeFore are incumbents, so they were able to win 4 years ago, even though Joe Biden carried Pennsylvania. So that's not completely shocking that they were able to win again. Dave Sunday picking up the attorney general's office, again, a Republican winning attorney general in Pennsylvania, isn't out of the norm. I think, again, it goes into, you can kind of look at this cycle very similarly to how we looked at 2022, where it was such a great night for Democrats. You know, this was a great night for Republicans. And when the economy is bad, when you have an administration in Washington that's not superly popular, it's not surprising to see the other party pick up a lot of gains and to win those row offices and do fairly well also in the state legislature races as well.
So what do you think this means for Pennsylvania politics going forward? How do you look at this, kind of what it means for the state of play going forward?
It's really interesting. And it's so hard to say, you know, now, because we're in it. When we look back in 2 or 4 or maybe 6, 8 years, we'll have a better idea. But being in it now, I think one of the most interesting things are the demographic shifts that we've seen. The most obvious one is people with higher education tending to vote Democratic and blue collar more moving to Republican. Is that the candidate? Is that Donald Trump? Is that the economy? Or is this how it's going to be going forward? And it's so hard to say right now. But I do think there is a level of the party out of power when things aren't as good as they could be, and it was effective. You know, is it just a blip in time, or is this where Pennsylvania's headed? And it's so hard to say. But I do think the one thing that it does show is Democrats need to figure out a message. Democrats especially need to figure out how to talk to people who oppose their positions. At the end of the day, there really wasn't much from Democrats other than, you know, well, we're not Trump.
We need to take a break, but we will continue this conversation with KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melward in just a couple of minutes. This is The Week in Philly.
Check out The Week in Philly, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Saturdays and Sundays from 3 to 4 p.m. on KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM, or free on the Odyssey app. Sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.